In Nefesh HaChaim, we are in the middle of Sha'ar Daled. We're up to Perek Yud Bet. I will wait till Sasson will find the page. Shavua Tov, Sasson. Shavua Tov. Eze Sifriya, Eze Sifriya. Ma ata nechba ela kelim pito. Ah, yofi.
Shavua Tov, Shavua Tov. Shavua Tov, Eze Kef. Shavua Tov. Eze Zayim, Yeratzno. Baruch Hashem.
Thank you for joining.
Thank you.
So Sha'ar Dalet, Perek Yud Bet. Look at this, Rabotai. To be honest with you, I knew this was coming. I saw this, but we didn't plan it. The Nefesh HaChaim once again coincides with our limud of Tana Dever Yahu. Perek Yud Bet. If you remember, Rabbi Chaim Mivolojin is talking to us about how by learning Torah, we uphold and maintain the world. We are partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in creation by learning Torah. And here in Perek Yud Bet, he's going to speak about the aspect of Chidushei Torah. Ve'kol sheken chidushim amitim de'oraita mitchadeshim al yedei Adam. In case you ever had a doubt if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy with our shiur in Nefesh HaChaim and Tana Dever Yahu, well, now you know. Look at this. Again, it happens that we are going to be learning in the Nefesh HaChaim something that we just spoke about in Tana Dever Yahu. What are the chances? That's because you're a special audience, a special tzibur, Rabotai. Ve'kol sheken chidushim amitiim de'oraita, hamitchadeshim al yedei ha'adam. Listen to this, Rabotai. When a person is able to think of a chidush Torah, a thought of Torah, a new understanding that he has, or a clearer understanding that he has in Torah. Rav Chaim Volojin elsewhere says, Chidushei Torah does not have to be some kind of brainstorm, new, revolutionary, Gaon Mivilna type of Chidush. No. A Chidush Torah means the same Gemara, the same Midrash that you saw before, but right now you finally understand it clearly. That's a Chidush. It's a big chidush. And look what he's going to say now. Rabotai, tremendous chizuk. En aroch legodel noraot nifleot inyanam upeulatam lemaala. We cannot fathom the great, awesome, wonderful effect that chidushei Torah have in Shamayim. Shekol mila umila pratit hamitchadeshet mipi ha'adam. Every word of Torah, every novel word of Torah that a Jew brings forth from his mouth, kucha berichu nashikla ume'aterla. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kisses it and he crowns it. Venivne mimenu olam chadash bifne atzmo. And a whole new world, a whole new planet is created with that chidush Torah that you and I are able to, are zochet to say. Vehen hen, and that is the meaning in the pasuk, Hashamayim achadashim vehaaretz achadasha asher ani oseh she'amar ha-katuv. We have a pasuk, nidme li, it's in Yirmiya. Correct me if I'm wrong, Sasson, ani en li kan et ha-sources. Aval, maybe it's, I think it's a pasuk in Yirmiya, Hasham, או ישעיה, ישעיה, תודה רבה.
ישעיה
סמכבב. טוב, לקח לי זמן לעבור על כל ירמיה ואז להיזכר שלא כתוב שם. בספר ישעיה, נכון, כן, in פרק סמכבב, השמיים החדשים והארץ החדשה אשר אני עושה. מה זאת אומרת? The new sky, the new heaven, the new earth that I am creating. Now, the simple pshat of the pasuk is that this world is new. See? If anyone tells me, show me a pasuk against the age-old, you know, theory of the age of the world, that it's billions and billions. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's ha'aretz ha'chadasha, it's shamayim ha'chadashim, sach hakol, not even 6,000 years old. But we won't get into that right now, because I know even that's not such a strong proof, it's possible to answer that. But the pnimiyut meaning of this pasuk, Hashamayim Achadashim V'aretz Achadasha Asher Ani Oseh, it says in present tense, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly creating new heavens, new worlds. How is He creating those worlds? Well, we're going to learn now in the Zohar HaKadosh that the Nefesh HaChaim brings. It's through the Chidushei Torah, the new words of Torah that are brought out constantly by Am Yisrael that creates new worlds. Let's go into these words of the Zohar. Kemo shekatuv be'akdamat ha-Zohar, Rabbi Shimon Patach, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai opened up and he said, on the Pasuk, in Yeshayah nun alev, v'asim devarai beficha, uvtzel yadi kisiticha, and I put my word in your mouth. Kama itle lebanash lishtadela be'oraita yemama ve'lelia, how much a person should try as much as he can to be osek b'Torah in the day and in the night. You know why? Begin de kutsha b'richu tzayit lekalehon de'inun mitaske b'oraita. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very attentive. He is listening attentively to those who are learning Torah. U'bechol mila de'itchadesh b'oraita al yeda de'ahu de'ishtadal b'oraita avid reki achada. And with every word that learner of Torah is mechadesh in Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates another rakia. He creates another sky, another heaven. Tanan be'ahu sha'ata demila de'oraita itchadesh mipume de'barnash. At that moment when a Jew is mechadesh divrei Torah, let's say he opens up a sefer, and he learns something new that he never heard before. A chidush from the Ari HaKadosh, a chidush from the Ben Ish Chai, a chidush from the Gaon Mivilna, v'chein al zeh aderech. For him it's a chidush olami. And he says it over. And he says over the chidush, even just to himself. He says the chidush. At that moment, hahi mila salka, that word goes up. It ascends to Shamayim. Ve'it atedat kameh dekutsha berichu. And it stands before Hashem. That word stands before Hashem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes that word, and he kisses it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it, he crowns it with 70 crowns. ומילה דחוכמתה דהתחדשה, סלקה ויתווה על רשע. רבותיי, I'm not going to read every word here. He brings an entire page of Zohar. I'm not going to read every word. I'm going to skip to the end of this piece. But the main point that we see here in the Zohar HaKadosh, what he's saying, that this HaKadosh Baruch Hu cherishes nothing more, nothing else, more than every word of Chidush that comes out of the mouth of a Jew. And so towards the end it says, Ve'al da ketiv ki ka'asher ha-shamayim ha-chadashim asher ani oseh, asiti lo ketiv, ela oseh, de'avit tadir ha-kadosh Baruch Hu is constantly creating. Constantly creating worlds and skies. And it comes from the words of Chidushei Torah, Ve'inun chidushin ve'razin de'oraita. Al da ketiv, that's what the Navi in Yeshaya says, Va'asim devarai beficha, lintoa shamayim ve'lisod aretz. We have the power to plant shamayim and to found aretz. Amar Rabbi Elezer, ma'u v'tzeli adiki siticha, hashta de'ay mila salka v'it'atera v'kayma kame kutsha v'richu. Now that word of Torah goes up to Shamayim, Iuchafe alahi mila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects that chidush, v'kase alahu barnash, and that chidush is now sheltering and protecting that person who said it. Adit avid meahi mila shamayim chadashim ve'aretz chadasha lemor leTzion ami ata. And the end of the pasuk is telling Tzion, you are my nation. Says the Zohar, al tikre ami ela imi lemeve shutafayim. Hashem says, you're with me. You're not just my people. You are my partners. Ma ana bemilula dili avde shamayim va'aretz ufachi at. Just like I created the world with my word, so too you are creating with your words. Zaka'in inun de mishtadlin be'oraita. How fortunate, how lucky are we to learn Torah. And Nefesh HaChaim ends the perek with two more quotes from the Zohar. We'll say them quickly. U'biparashat vayichi, hadudaim natnu reach. Ilen inun dashkach uven ve'al petachen u'kol megadim. Inun garmu lemeheve al pitche v'tekenesiyot u'batem midrashot kol megadim. There are mitzvot that people do that cause to beautify Bate Knesiyot and Bate Midrashot. Chadashim gam yeshanim. Kama milecha ta'an ve'atikin de'oraita de'itgalia al yadayhu. Through the Chidushei Torah that are revealed by each and every Jew. Dodi tzafanti lach. I waited for you, Hashem says. Hashem says, I waited for those Chidushim. Hashem waits thousands of years to hear a Chidush Torah, one Chidush from Rabbi Avraham Aburbia. Ken? One Chidush. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechaket dorot lishmoa mimcha. Et ha-Eliyahu ha-Navi ha-Ashir hazeh shel Yechezkel. Zeh ha-Chidush gadol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechaket lishmoa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits to hear. Yoshev, ve'ata kadosh, Yoshev Tehilot Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is holy, who Yoshev ve'u mechaket lishmoa Tehilot Yisrael. And one of the biggest forms of Tehilot Yisrael is Chidushei Torah. Kol man deishtadal be'oraita kedekayaot, ve'yada lemechede milin ulechadute milin kedekayaot. One who learns as much as he can with all his effort, and he comes up with Chidushei Torah. As I always tell you, Rabotai, always have a notebook. Any new thought that you heard or that you thought of, any ra'yon, even if it takes up one line, write it in that notebook. Have a notebook that is random, that doesn't have any order. Date, put a date next to the chidush, write down the chidush. Fill up a notebook with your ra'yonot, with your machshavot, with your kushiyot. Sometimes a kushiyah in itself is a chidush. Sometimes a kushiyah, afilu bli terutz, ze gam ken chidush. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chade bepilpula de'oraita. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy, he rejoices, that he delights, that we delight in the Torah. And he says, if someone is mechadesh, inun milin salkin, ad kursei yad emalka, those words go all the way up to the kisei ha-melech, to the throne of Hashem. The vav chafyud, uKnesset Yisrael patachlon tarin veganizlon. You know what it means, Knesset Yisrael? That's the Shechina HaKdosha. Sfirat Malchut. We are in Tiferet de Malchut tonight. The Shechina HaKdosha opens up gates and it takes in the Chidush and he puts it in a treasure. Ubishata de Al Kutsha Berichu. Now that it's inside the gate, when Hashem comes in, Lishtashem Tzadikaya beginata de Eden, to delight with the Tzadikim in Gan Eden, Apikatlon Kame. He comes in. What kind of delight is he going to have with the Tzadikim? Nu, machidashtem, machidush, machadash, right? We come to another Jew, we say in Hebrew, machadash, what's new? So usually people, they're talking about different kind of chidushim. But those who learn Torah, when they say machadash, what's a new idea that you learned today, that you understood today? Umistakel ve'u v'chaden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at them and he rejoices. Keden kutsha Baruch Hu mit'ater v'iterin ila'in v'chaden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu crowns that Jew with all the crowns of the Torah. Umeishata miloy ketivin besifra Hashem. Rabotai, if you're not going to write your chidushim, Hashem writes them. He has a special journal for each and every one of us, and he writes down our chidushim. There's a pasuk in the Navi, in Malachi. Az nidberu yirei Hashem ish el re'ehu, v'yakshev Hashem v'yishma, v'yikatev sefer zikaron le'yirei Hashem u'lechoshve shemo. And if I'm not mistaken, Tosfot in Brachot says, you know what's v'yikatev sefer zikaron? He writes down their chidushim. Tosfot says in Masachet Brachot, Zaka'ach ulakem and ishtadal ve'oraita kidekayaot. How lucky, always the Zohar Kadosh ends with words of, uplifting words of Zaka'ach ulake, how fortunate, Ashrenu, Maton Chalkenu, Zaka'ahu be'hai alma ve'zaka'ahu be'alma de'ate. And then, the Nefesh HaChaim ends off, guess what he ends off this perek with, Rabotai? With a quote from Tana de Veriyahu, the one that we were up to tonight, the one that we said tonight. So let's read it again. Ubetana de Veriyahu, in Perek Yudchet, ve'al hanachal ya'aleh al tzifato mizeh u'mizeh koletz ma'achal u'pireh sham, kol zeh ha-katub al-divrei Torah, ve'omer sham, ma'u l'chodashav yevaker, limchadshe Torah, shemechadshim et ha-Torah bechol yom tamid, lachen hu bechor, shehu bechor, shemechadesh divrei Torah, shehakol semechim bo, simcha mitchadesh lo le'aviv bechol yom, u'bechol makom shemechadshim Torah, בישיבת בית הכנסת ובישיבת בית המדרש, שמחה מתחדשת להקדוש ברוך הוא בכל יום תמיד. Just this thought alone, that we are able to bring simcha and nachat ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our learning Torah, with our Chidushet Torah, should spur us on, should encourage us to spend any minute that we have, any spare minute that we have from work or from anything that we need to do, to use it for Limud Torah, take out a sefer, begin a new sefer, and take out a notebook and write a new Chidush, a new thought that either you heard or you thought of or you're thinking of or you're in the middle of thinking of. And this should bring upon us only brachot and hatzlachot. Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless us with all the blessings of the Torah, with all the ketarim of Torah. This week is the week where we usher in Shloshet Yemei Hagbala and Chodesh Sivan HaMuchtar BeKeter Torah. May Kadosh Baruch Hu give us all the brachot, yeshuot benechamot, besorot tovot, refuah shelema, arichut yamim veshanim, batov uvanimim. It's good to see you, Rabotai. It's good to see you. Shavua tov. Amen. Toda rabba.